Programs, views, claims, or representations may not reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you're welcome to give us a call. The telephone lines are open toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's toll-free, 888-677-9673. Love to hear from you this afternoon. Let's go ahead and start our program with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air this afternoon. We do pray that you bless the program. Use it for your glory today. Help us to point people to Christ and help us to be able to share from your word the strength and the blessing and the encouragement that people can have in this confusing world. Bless now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, again, as I said, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and certainly invite you to visit us. We meet at the Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road, and that's in northern Summit County, right where Interstate 77 and the Ohio Turnpike Interstate 80 meet. And more information about that will be given at the end of the program. But certainly, if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you today. We like to be interactive, like to entertain your questions. And if you've got a question, you can give us a call right now, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And I wanted to share something here starting, and of course, do pray for the situation in the Middle East, and the number of rocket attacks out of the Gaza Strip onto into Israel have been going on the past few days, and certainly the situation in the Ukraine as Russia is gaining or solidifying its hold in Crimea. And there's a lot of fear that there may be further violence and military action there. But I wanted to mention something here at the start, some statistics that I was reading earlier today. This is a study called The Bible in American Life, conducted by the Center for the Study of Religion and American Culture. And in that study, they found that nearly half of Americans have read some form of scripture in the past year, and that 48% of those reported that they read the Bible. And of those numbers, four out of five said that they read it at least once a month. And unfortunately, only about 9% of Americans say they read the Bible on a daily basis. Now, something that I found that was very interesting in this study is the question, in the past year, have you read your Bible or read the Bible outside of a worship service? And I'm afraid a lot of times I think when we read our Bibles, it's something that we read in church in a worship service. Maybe the pastor asks you to read along with him, or maybe the church has a scripture reading. And unfortunately, if you look at this, and they broke this down a couple of ways. One is people who believe the Bible is the inerrant Word of God. And of them, only 45% have read their Bible in the past year outside of a worship service. And then, of course, those that believe the Bible is the inerrant Word of God, 15% of them reported that they have not read their Bible outside of a worship service. Now, those who believe the Bible is inspired, the statistic isn't a whole lot better. 46% of them have read their Bible outside of a worship service. And then, of course, not surprisingly, those who think the Bible is a book of fables, only about 9% of them have read them outside of a worship service. And I really think that if you think about it, the Bible is spiritual food. And if you want to grow strong as a believer, if you know Christ as your Savior and you want to grow in the knowledge and understanding of the Lord and be able to better equipped to be a witness and testimony for the Lord in the world, you need to read your Bible on a daily basis. Do the best you can. You don't have to read 10 chapters every day or half the Bible every day. Even if you can just read a chapter a day or just a few verses a day, something, you need to be into the Bible every day as best as possible. Well, as I said, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. You can give us a call, 888-677-9673. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we have Keith calling in this afternoon. And Keith, welcome to Live with Pastor Al.
Hey, Pastor. Actually, me and my wife met you up at the Medina Fair. She was the book writer.
Oh, okay, yes.
You
at the
that?
Medina County Fair last year.
Yeah, she goes, you don't remind him about you were going to send her a link to different type of way of getting that book out.
Oh, okay, yeah, and in fact, I can give you that link right now if you want to write it down.
Okay, hang on a second.
And while he's getting a paper, it's really kind of interesting because there's a variety of platforms that you can publish books today. If you're not a very famous person, or if you haven't been involved in an incident that's got the national attention, it's really hard to get a book published through the normal way of sending it to a publisher and, you know, having them go through it and approve it for publication. And if they're not certain they're going to make money on the book, they're not going to publish it, even if it's a good book. And the rise of ebook publishing, electronic books online, is absolutely tremendous. I've actually got four ebooks. In fact, if you go to our website, live.maplenoel.us, you can see links to some of them. And the latest one I just did last month is called Wildwood, and it's actually a Christian novel. And the platform I used was called smashwords.com. It's all one word, smashwords. Smash as in smashing, words as in words. But smashwords.com. And
smashwords.com?
Yeah, smashwords.com. And that's the thing that I've used because I don't have time for a whole lot of marketing and stuff like that. And Smashwords, if you go to smashwords.com, you can see how you can get published. The only time you pay is if you sell a book through them, and they take a cut, obviously, for the service they provide. But they make books available online through a variety of sites, Barnes & Noble, Sony. I can't think of all of them. There's about there's six or eight sites, I think, and even libraries. There's some sources that libraries get books, and because libraries are now loaning ebooks. And it's a tremendous source for an ebook publication. And you can download a manual that they have that's available free. It's kind of like their style manual on how to ready your manuscript. And it takes a little time. You got to put a little effort into it. But if you follow the manuscript, and it's really not onerous, it's not too hard to get a manuscript put together and in shape. The hardest part for some people probably is putting together a decent cover design, and they have suggestions to help you with that as well. But smashwords.com, I recommend it. I've used it, like I said, for four ebooks. I think Christians ought to be getting literature out there. I really think so.
Good. So well, you know what? Yeah, she's getting the stuff from Arthur House, mm-hmm. her first book. You know, if you pay this amount of money, we can get your book in the Hollywood Writers. I'm like, you know, what a bunch of bonk, you know. I was like, please.
Yeah, well, check out, like I said, smashwords.com. I don't get anything for recommending them. There's no bonus to me, or there's no savings to me. I just, it's a good service. It's workable. There's other services out there, and it's probably not for everybody, but I found it helpful. You can explore the site. You can see what they have to offer. And like I said, if somebody visits our radio site here, live.maplenoel.us, they can link to a couple of books that, to the books that I have, and see, you know, what I put together. You can see the covers and things. And it's I found that it works for me. So, but good. Like I said, I think Christians ought to get literature out there.
Yeah, she's getting ready to source a book out too. Hey, I won't keep you. I just want to put a heads up too. I don't know if you're coming to it. There is a men's conference tonight and tomorrow afternoon down at Community Baptist Temple.
Oh, okay. Yeah, down
Kevin
in
Folger.
Right.
Yeah. Kevin Folger is going to be heading it off, and Sam Davidson.
Give the address. Down. Give the address there.
Oh gosh, Community Baptist Temple. That is. Oh, let me grab a track.
And
it is 1398. Oh, well, it's right next. Actually, we moved down into the what they call the annex building. It is 1398 Canton Road.
Right
across from Wayside Furniture there on Route 91.
Just south of 224, southeast side of Akron.
Yeah, if you're heading east on 224, you just make a right, and it's just right. It's just like right there. You'll see the big ticker trail. Like
right. Well, I know I won't be able to be there tonight. We have a Bible study tonight.
That's right.
Hopefully, Lord willing, you'll have a good turnout.
Bring them over, and there'll be a good Bible study. Kevin Folger's worth the price of admission, let me tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I could say you can bring it up to our place, but
probably about 300-400 men. Then you're a friend of yours, Daniel Hamilton, which knows he's going to be doing one of the breakout sessions.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds great. That sounds great. We'll certainly pray for that. And that'll be tonight at 7:00 and tomorrow.
Start at 6:30.
6:30?
Well, yeah, register at 6. There's going to be they're going to have pizza. It's only $20, and we're talking pizza and breakfast in the morning tomorrow.
And then tomorrow all day?
Tomorrow will start at 8 o'clock, and I think it's going to end right around noon.
Okay, and that's at a men's conference at Community Baptist on the southeast side of Akron there, just south of 224. And would you happen to know the church's website by chance?
Okay.
If you don't, that's okay. But people can find it online.
It is,
Pastor Mark
www.
O'Donnell, Community Baptist.
www.cbtakron.com.
All right. That was cbtakron.com?
.com.
Okay. Well, hopefully you'll get some people to show up for that. I'd recommend that.
Yeah,
that
we usually get a pretty good. Yeah, we're sort of like it's off conference from the one down at Mansfield.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's been growing each and every year, but say Kevin Folger's really a great preacher. I'm looking forward to hearing him. Almost as good as you.
Well, you know, everybody's got their abilities and talents, and I could never, I don't think I could ever pastor a church the size of Cleveland Baptist Church. I don't think I could, I don't know how people do that with big churches. I think, you know, pastoring a church is great if it weren't for the people. No, that's an old joke. Our church has got good people. I love our people and they're, you know, but I just, you know, doing a huge church like that where it's God has to equip you for that.
Well, and Pastor Thompson did a good job.
Oh, yeah.
And all led by the Holy Spirit. We can't take credit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Hey,
appreciate that.
Thank you. Medina Fair again. You plan on being out there again?
Hope to be.
We will. So. We'll look you up again.
All right. Well,
all right. God bless.
Appreciate the call. Thank you, Keith.
You too.
And you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. And you can give us a call if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. 888-677-9673. And we have Nancy up next. Nancy, welcome to Live with Pastor Al.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al, and top of the afternoon to you, Bonnie Laddie.
Yes, top of the afternoon. I mean, that would be Irish, but I've got Irish blood. I was just starting to think. No, my mom's maiden name. My mom's dad was of Scottish descent. So, but I think it was Scottish by way of Northern Ireland. Bound to be some Irish in there somewhere.
Well, praise the Lord. Everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. But when you say top of the morning or top of the afternoon, I just think, every day is a good day if you're born again and if you truly trusted Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and then also, it was good to see you at our Bible Baptist Temple Buckeye Pastors Conference this Tuesday. That was great. Pastor James Alter, such a man of God and so knowledgeable on Baptist and other church history, but that's not why I called.
Oh, and let me just mention something. You mentioned Pastor Alter. They're talking about church history and Baptist history in the area. Lord willing, we're going to have him on perhaps someday in May.
Oh, really?
On either the afternoon, the Friday afternoon, or the Sunday night program.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hopefully we'll get that information.
Well, what I wanted to ask you was I've heard different Bible authorities and pastors that I do consider with my limited knowledge to be doctrinally correct. It seems like to me, maybe I haven't been hearing correctly, that some say that your soul lives forever and other people say your spirit lives forever. I wonder if you could clarify that for me, please.
Yeah, I think in some cases, soul and spirit tend to be used interchangeably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if you look in Genesis chapter 1, where God talks about making Adam, making man, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle of the, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them." So God created us in his image, and we know that God is a Trinity. He's a three-part being, a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we do know the Bible talks about the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, you know, piercing, even, you know, dividing between soul and spirit. And so we know there's a difference between soul and spirit in the Bible, though we oftentimes use the two terms interchangeably, and people get confused over, you know, what constitutes a soul, what constitutes a spirit.
Right.
But I think the key to understanding where the real division is looking at the creation of Adam and remembering that he's created in the image of God and that God's a three-part being, because in Genesis chapter 2, the Bible says, in verse 7, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So we have three parts to Adam's being when God created him. The body, which was formed of the dust of the ground, the breath of life, which was breathed into him by God, and then he became a living soul. Now, the breath is the same word for which we get spirit. So the breath of the breath would correspond to spirit. And so you can see that Adam was a three-part being, creating the image of God, a three-part being, a body, a soul, and a spirit, which is interesting. And it also helps understand the Trinity, which a lot of people struggle with. And they come up with all kinds of illustrations like, well, think of ice. It's water. It's water. It can be solid. It can be liquid. It can be gas, but it's still water. And that's good, and people come up with all kinds of various things, but it's very simple right here in the Bible. We're in God's image. Well, God has a physical manifestation. That's God the Son. God the Son appeared in the Old Testament. The expensive word for that is a theophany, which just basically means an appearance of God in the flesh, essentially. And then, of course, he appeared in the form of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was God in the flesh. And, of course, Jesus Christ as God in the flesh will return to this earth one day in the future and set up a kingdom.
Excuse me, wasn't Melchizedek, wasn't he a form of Jesus Christ? Or
some people think that he is, and I can make a good case for it being Jesus, or I can make a good case that it might be Shem. and so I try not to be dogmatic on Methuselah because...
I've heard both.
Yeah, because I've heard good indications on both. But it's very clear there are other manifestations of God in the Bible, in the Old Testament. But that would be the physical manifestation. So you and I have a physical manifestation. If you meet somebody and you shake hands, you're shaking hands with the physical manifestation or part of that other person. And that's our body. And so you can see where Adam's body would correspond to God the Son. Then God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Well, the Spirit of God is described elsewhere in the Scriptures being like wind and different things like that. So breath giving us rise to the same word that we get spirit from. So you can see where God the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, would correspond to the spirit of man. And then that leaves one left. You have God the Father, so the soul must correspond to that.
Oh.
And the soul, I would separate the soul from the spirit, the soul being the thinking part of man, the thinking and emoting part, the where your personality is. And we know from various passages in the scriptures that the sin nature resides in the flesh, in the flesh part of man.
Right.
And we also know that when Adam and Eve sinned, Adam specifically, the Bible says death entered into the world, and God had warned Adam that if he ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, there in Genesis 2, verse 17, he says, "But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." And then in chapter 3, Eve eats from the tree, and people say, well, she didn't die. She had conversation with Adam after that, and then Adam ate from the tree, and he didn't die. In fact, the Bible said he lived for hundreds of years after that, so what's going on here?
Yeah.
Well, they died spiritually. And
Can I just ask you a quick question? Does that mean that they were born again? I mean, it almost seems like they lost their salvation.
Well, that's they were in a holy state. Yeah, they were in a holy state without sin. And the trick of Satan is he made the tree seem desirable, and he made it seem like God was holding something out on them, and he convinced Eve that she could be like God, which
is
the same
thing. Okay, so Adam and Eve were perfect, in other words.
Yes,
God
exactly. But they had
so when they ate the fruit, and they
then
became like other men, like what we would become, what we are.
What we are now.
Okay.
Yeah. Because what happened was because of their free will, you know, in order to have free will, they had to have the choice of disobeying God as well as the choice of obeying God. And that's what the tree of the knowledge of good and evil gave them. And in fact, you know, they knew good very well. It was only evil that they didn't know. And evil, the only way they could know evil was to disobey God. So it really was not a good transaction on their part. And see, Eve ate; she was tricked by the devil. Adam, he made a choice. He saw that Eve had eaten the forbidden fruit, and he chose to follow her and turn against God. He elevated Eve above God for whatever his reasons were. And then, of course, they died spiritually. They were cut off from God. See, with our body, we interact with the physical world. With our spirit, we interact with God. The Bible says that God's spirit bears witness with our spirit. And so with the spirit, we interact with God. Well, if you've been to a funeral, the guest of honor at the funeral is laying in the casket. He doesn't interact with too many people, does he?
No.
You know, because he's physically dead. And so the dead do not interact with the living. And see, because we're spiritually dead, we cannot go into heaven. You must be spiritually alive. And because we're spiritually dead, we cannot interact with God. And Adam and Eve's fellowship with God was cut off. They hid themselves in the garden from God at that point. And that's why God had to introduce the concept of a Savior, of a Messiah. And he introduced a temporary covering where he killed an animal and shed the blood. And the Bible says in Hebrews that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission, meaning no payment, no forgiveness of sins. There's no remission. And so blood was shed, and that was the principle that was started, that all the sacrifices, the blood that was shed in the Old Testament sacrifices, and under the law and the temple and all pointed to Jesus Christ, the sacrifice of the Lamb of God, who willingly shed his blood to pay for our sins so that we could be made spiritually alive in Christ. And so when we trust Christ as our Savior, we confess our sin, we admit that we're dead in our sins, we deserve hell, which is the abode of the those that are dead in their sin, and we receive a new spirit. Our spirit's made alive in Christ, and now our new spirit, which is holy and perfect, can have a relationship with God. But we're still stuck in the body of sin, and we're torn between the flesh that wants to go after the things of the world and has fallen into sinful practices. And if we're reading and studying our Bible, we're pulled towards God. Unfortunately, out of time. I want to thank you for your call. God bless. And join us again next week.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday night at 6. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express from 7 to 9. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at live.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 p.m. and again next Friday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 1220 The Word. The preceding program has been sponsored by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield.
The preceding program's